is 7:31 p.m. on Monday, December 25th, 2015. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, we will call the roll.
Mr. Bright. Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here. Let the record also reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would please come to the podium, state your name and address. If you've signed in, fine. If you haven't, please do so, and you have 5 minutes.
I'll take even less. Matt Dievelbus, 327 Chestnut Street. I'm here tonight on behalf of the Edgewood Foundation to just provide you with a year-end update. I don't believe anyone was here in November, so backing up to November, we hosted the Wine and Chocolate Affair. We had over 135 people in attendance and awarded the Olympic Award to Connie Black for the year. So the Wine and Chocolate Affair will appear again in 2017. We take a year off. Light Up Night was December 4th. It was again successful, and we always, as always, thank the borough for its participation, including loaning out its movie equipment. We are in the midst of our final fundraising push for the year, so letters are either out or en route to all the residents of Edgewood. So to the extent you talk to people and can encourage people to make a year-end contribution, that is greatly appreciated. We're looking ahead to 2016. We will meet in late January to plan our next year, our 2016. So we probably won't be back here until February, but because it's coming quickly, we do have the Progressive Dinner on the calendar, which is the first big event of 2016. That'll be February 27th, which with RSVPs due on February 12th. So we hope as many of you have, you will attend and encourage others to do the same. With that, again, thank you on behalf of the Edgewood Foundation for all your support this year. We look forward to working with you again next year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
On behalf of Council, I also want to thank the Foundation for your partnership with us, spirit of keeping Edgewood a community of neighbors. Helps us become number one on so many different sites, but also your support of the Edgewood Symphony and all of the programs that we have here is so much appreciated. Community Day and the Progressive Dinner and all of the newcomers meeting, all of the things that the foundation partners with the borough or we partner with you really does make Edgewood a true community of neighbors. And so we want to thank you. And if you would please communicate that to the foundation, we'd appreciate it.
No, thank you very much. And if I may just add, to the extent you have thoughts or anything you'd like to see us get involved in 2016, you have about a month to let us know before we sit down and plan out the year.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Anything else? Does anyone have anything to say? All right.
Gentlemen over here, you've been sitting here long before I walked in.
He sits and waves at us.
I'm Charles Chislogi. I'm new to Edgewood. I live at 124 Maple Avenue across from the school. I married into Edgewood in a sense. Second marriage for both me and my spouse. We lost our first spouses 13 years ago. I'll piggyback. I didn't know that this gentleman would be here. My stepson was a recipient of a scholarship 5 years ago, finishing a dual major at the University of Pittsburgh in math and jazz piano, headed to a master's program next fall in the education. The master's, it's a one-year very intensive course to acquire a master's degree and a teacher certificate that allows him to teach anywhere in the United States. Got a good first start from the scholarship, I believe it was because I just married Marilyn at the time. So thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I'm here first to commend the Edgewood Police Department. I've only been living here 8 years again, but I'm extraordinarily impressed We live across from the school. Every morning I sit at my computer screen and I look out and watch the buses empty. And I watch the Edgewood Police do a phenomenal job, not only of controlling traffic, but the issue that I bring to the table is the flow of adults and children crossing Maple trying to get to the school as the buses offload. Just phenomenal. Very sensitive. They show a care and concern for the kids as well as the caregivers. What I bring to the table tonight is what happens after 9 o'clock when the police leave. From 9 to about 10:30 in the morning, there is a regular flow of traffic, folks, adults dropping kids off at school. And that regular flow takes the two forms. One is traffic going up Maple, and the drivers parking alongside the school, but they're facing against traffic as they park. Consequently, they have several choices. One is they can open the door on the sidewalk side and let the children out. There are many instances where they open the door into the street side and let the children out. Now again, the police aren't there anymore, and there is two-way traffic running on Maple. My concern, we're the household where I think it was three and a half years ago at Halloween, the sad case of the young man who darted out, just in that situation, darted out across traffic. We were the family that took that young man in until EMS treated him and then took him to the hospital. My fear, my wife's fear, is that's going to happen again from 9 to 10:30 in the morning when the police aren't there. Secondly, you have traffic that will come up Maple. Now, again, once they let the children off, they then have to pull in literally against traffic to head to continue up Maple, which is, it presents, if there is traffic, an issue, a safety issue. And then my grandchildren say, Pat, bet your old brain. The other issue is that they will come up Maple and park on the right side of the street. However, they open the door to the back passenger side and the kids come out again into the street side. The drivers never get out, the adults don't get out. They simply tell the children, cross the street. And you can imagine there are times when people have to hit the brakes because, unfortunately, apparently the drivers don't look. So it's an issue, and I sit at my computer till about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, before I start my daily routine outside of the house. So I present this to you. I don't know what the solution is. My wife and I thought having a designated drop-off spot staffed by a crossing guard till 10:30 or 11 to take care of that so that everybody knows where to go. Give you an example, though. This morning, I counted 5 different drops on our side of the street, headed up Maple, parking on the right side, but dropping children into the street and having them run across. Now, so, again, I don't know what the solution is, but I am petrified at the thought of having another accident. It was traumatic enough for the family of the young man who was hit at Halloween. It's as if it's a death trap, in a sense, for kids. Now, adults have responsibility. Those adults that drive that car have responsibility. Can't deal with that one. We can only deal with how do we make these kids, at least give them a chance to be safer. The only other solution I can see is that you have a blitz for several weeks and truly and enforce that from that 9 to 10:30. It's a stretch on the police, but somehow, some way, the message has to be communicated to these drivers that they can't do that. So thank you for hearing me. My wife and I both have a heart for the kids that go there. And for their safety.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Cook, will you please discuss this with Chief Payne and the officers, and Public Safety can work with you to come up with a plan for an assessment, and then also if we have to extend hours or whatever, you know, consideration about some way of doing that. I want to thank you for you know, letting us know about this issue, and if you would give Marilyn, Ben, and Claire my best. And are you still writing sports or scouting sports?
I work with pro and college teams in the U.S. and Canada and England, Australia, and I've got now South African rugby.
Can you get me back Neil Walker?
I only work on the luxury suite side of that, and the premium suite side. Meyer breaks for Neil. He's a Pittsburgh boy. It's a cutthroat business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and
folks,
have a blessed
listening.
Holiday.
Thank you. God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? All right. Thank you all. In reviewing the minutes for November 16th, does anyone have any revisions prior to a motion being made? Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of November 16th, 2015.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Any revisions for December 7th?
I move to approve the minutes of December 7th, 2015.
Second.
Your comments. Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payment of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $47,515.71, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $311,847.30, for a total of $359,363.01.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I have comments. I'll save them for my report.
Okay. Ms. Bastini, you call a roll.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
From the general fund, pretty much routine expenses. Sewer fund expenses were a little higher this year. Part of that is approximately maybe $130,000 for our Alcosan pass-through, and $168,000 to Tri-State Grouting for their considerable sewer work. Mostly to the place in Regent Square and Allenby Avenue this year. Constituted lining of the sewer pipes, cleaning, and manhole repair. And that will be it.
All right. And on the committee action will be the budget and the tax ordinance, and we want to thank the General Government Committee for your work with the staff and administration throughout the year, and also making sure that we stay on the mark here. So thank you. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. As can be expected this time of the year, there is clearly a increase in shoplifting, unfortunately. Our officers are busy on that. And also the other bigger issue is domestic disputes. Time of the year are up. Fortunately, the officers have been able to handle it without any kind of major flare-up from the parties. Treating domestic disputes is actually one of the, probably more dangerous things they do, because you never know which way an irate partner is going to go. Often the police become the target of their anger and frustration. There will be a closing again of the parkway between Christmas and New Year's, and hopefully everything goes as well as it did before, in that the other Sunday we only patrolled till about 10 o'clock and they opened the tunnel. They did not communicate that to us, though. That was a problem, but we've requested that they let us know on a more timely basis so that those people that are scheduled to that for that duty are able to adjust their day off and not show up to work.
One point about that, they opened the parkway, but they did not take the signs off the ramps from Edgewood onto the parkway.
That is correct. That also was being addressed, and hopefully this time they heard us.
Those officers should be paid.
Well, the parkway pays up to a point. They were notified, I guess, 3 hours before, so the one officer didn't have to come in. The other officer was allowed to take 2 extra hours since he was there, and he was doing his work and sat when it was open, not knowing that it was open.
Right. That's not cool.
No.
Not at all.
Anything else, Mayor Cook?
No.
Public safety, Mr. Fulton. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Wainwright.
Do you mind if I made a short addendum to the general government report?
Go ahead. You have
it. Because it's the last meeting, I thought it was important to put on the record. As far as 2015 goes, we came in approximately, collected 97% of real estate tax collections, which is excellent. We are above budget, what we budgeted for income tax collections by a good number. As far as on the expense side, the vast majority of our budget areas came in almost just about 100% of projected expenses. The one exception being public works, and that was the McKay Street wall. So I thought we did an excellent job in 2015.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright, for that addendum. It's always good to have that affirmation. And also, thanks to the administration and the staff. In the planning of the budget for 2015, and also for working efficiently and effectively. It's always
yes, absolutely.
Key. Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
Public safety did not meet. I would imagine once the chief and mayor talk about the school situation, we'll schedule a meeting.
Thank you. Community development, Mr. Wilson.
I left my report of the COG that was. They brought out some pretty good stuff, but I do want to bring it up on January because there's some good numbers that they did with the cable breaks that we've gotten from joining the group and a couple other good things they're working on. But I wrote it down, and I didn't bring it.
All right. Well, stay tuned for January.
Great first year.
Good. Great. Let's see. Public Works, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet.
Community Services, Mr. Wainwright.
Did not meet.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Fuller.
They did not meet either.
Ad hoc committee, Three Rivers Wet Weather. We're in discussion with Alcosan and continue to work with Connect. And the Connect report, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect met in December. I was unable to attend the executive session meeting. They had a report on City of Pittsburgh economic development issues, and they will be meeting again in January, and I will hopefully have a more full report for you at that time.
Sorry, I was filling in for Mark for community. Yep. I was talking about the COG. We did meet.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we did meet, and we have a couple things that we talked over, especially Parcel D. Time framing that, and either if we're not going to get back to from the big developer and not go alone, we need to go to the next step. And we both either put it for sale or we're talking about maybe even contacting the people that showed some interest previously to just see if there's any real feeling out there what they're going for. Okay. And Julie, what else?
That was it. We mostly discussed Parcel D.
Borough Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. A couple things. We did have, just so you know, ABC Films rented out the parking lot at Parcel D after the last council meeting. They're here, they're gone, and we got money. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's, I just want you to know we got money. If upon approval of Borough Council by Borough Council of the resolution 2015-11 for the tax anticipation note, which can be read at the option of Mr. Wainwright by title only. we will have a closing,
oh, come on.
We will have a closing on January 4th, right? And I gave an opinion letter on that, and we're sort of jumping the gun, but we're all ready to go with our tax anticipation letter if you approve it. And I also wanted to let you know that I will not be here the second meeting in January, which I believe is Tuesday the 19th. I'll be out of town. So Amy will 16. Be here that day. And I'm sure you'll take good care of her.
You won't be here to handle the veto of the... we will be having an executive session regarding personnel. There will not be any action on the executive session item.
January 19th,
okay. Borough Manager Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. I am pleased to inform Council that the South Braddock Avenue Pedestrian Improvement Grant has been recommended for funding by the staff of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. The SPC board will vote on funding of the project at its board meeting on January 25th. This is a grant that we applied for jointly with Swissvale Borough. It totals $480,000 in construction costs, and that would be entirely paid for by the SPC for this grant. The boroughs would be responsible for initial traffic engineering costs, which we estimate to be about $40,000 total. We would split that with Swissvale. So I think that is a pretty good payout to get a $480,000 grant. The project, again, would be for pedestrian improvements from West Hutchinson through the Edgewood Town Center, updating the traffic signals, doing ADA-compliant curb cuts on all sidewalks, updating the bicycle-safe grates on the storm sewers, a couple of new storm sewer inlets, and stamped concrete walkways across South Braddock. So we are happy to see that the staff is in approval of the project, and hopefully the board will be as well. We are preparing the February and March newsletter. The cover story will be about the budget, so get ready for some juicy reading. If anybody has anything else you'd like to submit for the newsletter, please let me know as soon after the holidays as possible. We will need to be appointing one more person to the borough's appeal board. This is the board that hears appeals on the property maintenance code. So if council has any recommendations or could help brainstorm for residents that might be a good fit on this board, I would appreciate the help.
Great. Who got off?
I'm sorry? We actually only have two members right now,
okay.
An architect and a contractor. So we need a third person on that board. Pre-winter maintenance has occurred on all of the borough's boiler systems in the garage, the borough building, and Koenig Field, so hopefully they are in good working order when they are tested sometime this winter. The Public Works garage had a problem with the furnaces. They have those the furnaces that are located in the corners of the buildings. They were down to only two working, and then one didn't work this winter when we went to kick it on. So we took advantage of the furnace that was purchased for the field house whenever we had the problem down there. We had an extra furnace, so it has been put into the garage. The office and the lunchroom have a separate heating system, so this is just a low-key heating to keep the vehicles semi-warm. So we were happy to make use of that furnace. Snow plows, trucks are all ready to go. We are just waiting on the snow. We are still working with Republic Services on the garbage transition. January 2nd is the first day of Republic Service in Edgewood. It's on the 2nd, which is a Saturday, because our normal collection day will be Friday, and the 1st is a holiday. The main thing we've been working on right now is getting all of our handicapped residents who get backyard pickup transitioned over to the new system to make sure that they all will get their garbage collected in the backyards.
Should we be getting a bill for them already?
I got yes. A notice and a bill.
Yes, today. They do bill ahead of time, a okay. Quarter ahead. Right. Yes.
Monthly?
Excuse me. Quarterly. It's a quarterly bill. As a reminder, to our council members who won re-election in November, please bring your certificate of election with you to the reorganization meeting on January 4th. And finally, I'd like to invite all of council and the mayor and our solicitor to the borough's annual holiday luncheon. It's on December 24th at 11:30 in the fire hall. Lunch will be catered by Emil's.
Questions for Ms. Bastianini?
Sorry, that's Thursday at 11:30?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any new business to be brought before council? Motion for the 2016 operating budgets. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to adopt the 2016 general budget, 2016 sewer budget, and 2016 liquid fuels budget.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mr. Wainwright?
I think I just have to make a... I like the budget. It includes improvements for Community Day, most significantly, and it includes the money for a new salt shed, which we badly need, new servers for the administrative staff, and a lot of other deferred maintenance that has been put off in years past, so we managed to squeeze it into basically the same amount of money as last year.
Agreed. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Second reading of the 2016 tax ordinance 1055, Mr. Wainwright.
Madam President, is it in full or by title?
It should be in full.
Borough of Edgewood Ordinance 1055, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the fiscal year 2016. Be it ordained and enacted, and it is hereby ordained and enacted by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Section 1, that a tax be and the same is hereby levied in all real property within said borough, subject to taxation for borough purposes for the fiscal year 2016 as follows. Tax rate for general borough purposes, the total of 7.185 thousandths, 7.185 mils on each $1,000 of assessed valuation. 1 mil equals $1 for every $1,000 of assessment. 7.185 mils equals $7.185 for every $1,000 assessments. Section 2, that any ordinance or part thereof conflicting with the provisions of this ordinance be and the same is hereby repealed insofar as the same is affected by this ordinance, ordained and enacted into law this 21st day of December 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments? Any? All right. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the second reading of Tax Ordinance 1055 passes. The final reading, Mr. Wainwright, by title only, of Tax Ordinance 1055.
Borough of Edgewood Ordinance 1055, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the fiscal year 2016.
Second.
Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the final reading, the chair then asks, does this ordinance pass? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Then tax ordinance 1055, 2016 tax ordinance 1055 passes. Resolution 2015-10, 2016 wages, Mr. Fuller.
Resolution 2015-10, whereas the Borough of Edgewood has approved the budget for the 2016 fiscal year, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has established the salaries for those employees not covered by a bargaining unit, now therefore be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council hereby authorize staff salary increase of 3% for fiscal year 2016 for those employees listed below. Jared Amos, Julie Bastianini, Fred Caprio, Janet Gerber, Douglas Greer, Steve Hawley, Jessica Koshansky, Paul Nye, Richmond Nye, Robert Payne, and Garrett Wagner. And a salary increase of 4% for the fiscal year 2016 for those listed below, John Antolovich, Bruce Ruffing, Lewis Sloan, and James Wiseman. Adopted this 21st day of December 2015 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments? 3% increase, the 4% is for Department of Public Works.
It's really earning their money.
Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Resolution 2015-10 passes. Resolution 2015-11, the 2016 tax anticipation note by title only. Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2015-11, authorizing the issuance of a tax and revenue anticipation note, Series 2016, with the terms set forth in the foregoing and attached certificate and transmittal, approving a form of note, authorizing and directing the filing of proceedings with the Department of Community and Economic Development, providing for the payment and security of the note, making certain federal income tax covenants in respect of the note, accepting the proposal of PNC Bank, National Association, for the purchase of the note, and repealing inconsistent resolutions.
Second. Questions or comments?
This note is for $350,000. As you'll recall from earlier sessions, we got a very good rate on this note. It's been reviewed by the solicitor, and as he said, we'll be closing on January 4th.
That was for you. I did that for you.
Perfect. All right. Any other questions or comments?
I will make one other comment. It's fortunately for the past few years we've been able to pay this off before its due date. So we all have the borough and its staff.
Yes, and the fact that we're able to get an anticipation note is no small shakes either. A lot of municipalities are being denied when they're go and seek a tax anticipation note. So many thanks to the residents of the Borough of Edgewood, also the hard work of our tax collector who sends out notices many more times than really she needs to help the taxpayers pay on time and to make sure that we can do the work of local government. Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Resolution 2015-11 passes. 2015-12 meetings for the borough for 2016.
Resolution, Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2015-12, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of scheduling all public meetings throughout the year beginning in January, and whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood acknowledges that all meetings are open to the public in accordance with the Sunshine Law, now therefore be it resolved that the following schedule be established. Borough Council, first and third Monday of every month. If the meeting day is a national holiday, the meeting will be held the following day. Planning Commission, fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Zoning Hearing Board, upon demand. Committee Council meetings, second and fourth Monday of every month as needed. Civil Service Commission upon demand. All meetings will convene at 7:30 p.m. in council chambers unless otherwise specified above in the Municipal Building, 2 Ray Street, Edgewood, PA. The borough would advertise all meetings and changes to the meetings, if legally required, in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, adopted the 21st day of December 2015 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second. Any questions or comments? Once again, as the reorganization of council will occur on January 4th, and that council will be reorganized with council members already on council, proper that this resolution be offered this year, since we're all going to be here. So,
and one note, if you all would like to keep your resolution handy, the dates are on the back for you, so you can mark your calendars now.
Ms. Buskey, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2015-12 passes. Motion to hire part-time emergency service worker, Mr. Fuller.
I move to hire Jonathan Smeltzer as a part-time emergency service worker pending the passage of a drug screen and physical examination. His pay will be $10.61 per hour.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Mr. Smeltzer is a volunteer firefighter at Swissvale. He also does some paid work part-time at Swissvale, so he is familiar with Edgewood and our streets. He comes highly recommended. He has been in the business of EMS as a full-time employee for about 5 years now. We are losing two of our emergency service workers because they have found other employment starting at the end of January. So this will give us plenty of time to train Mr. Smeltzer and then get him on the schedule beginning in February.
Any other comments, questions? Ms. Bassanini, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Motion to prepare bid documents for salt storage facility, Mr. Wilson.
I move to authorize borough engineer to prepare bid documents for salt storage facility and to advertise the proposed project.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is all included in the 2016 budget. If you'll see what was in front of you at your place tonight, it has the cost for the borough engineer to do all of this. That is in our engineering line item, and we are happy to get moving on this project so we can start to get it built as soon as the weather breaks in the spring.
What's the estimate for the project itself?
170?
It's like 181 or something.
Yeah, under $200,000.
178, I think.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time? Before we go into executive session, I once again want to thank all of council for your time, your talents, your due diligence. I want to thank the staff and also the borough residents for your participation, for your interest in local government and your support, which for all of us means more than we can say as we go through and try to do the best that we can for our residents. And we have a borough that we can be proud of. And I want to thank you, Ms. Bastianini, for an excellent year of keeping us on track with the budget, and also for your expertise in looking forward to what we may need, what we do need, and how we can get it the right way for the right reasons. So thank you very much for all your work.
Well, thank you, and thank Council for all of your dedicated time to the borough and all that you do to help make this borough run smoothly. It doesn't go unappreciated.
So at this time, we're going to go into executive session. Regarding personnel, there will not be any official action on this item. It's for information. And have a blessed holiday season and a healthy, happy new year. We'll see you January 4th, which is the reorganization meeting of the Borough Council. And thank you, young people, for being here and being so patient. It's always good to see you. Well, it was a lot more lively because I was watching them. So.